episode 662, Rewrite the Rules.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Ladies, how are you feeling? Are you feeling really good? Because it is Power Pack Wednesday. It is, and we're talking nutrition, fitness. In fact, we're just talking about life in general. This can be applied to anything in your life. Rewrite the rules. Oh yeah, it's a good one. You want to stay tuned. But first, a huge shout out to all of our brand new family members. Welcome. I'm so delighted that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to keep your life simpler. Because you know what? We're just living a really busy, sometimes not productive life, but hopefully with these tips and tools and strategies, it'll give you just a little burst of joy in your week. Woo! I don't know about you, but it has been a beautiful week out. I cannot be more grateful than the sunshine that we have been having. It has been a little on the cool side, but cool as in perfect fall weather. And I just love that. And, you know, sometimes I think we take for granted what's right before us. And we're searching for that joy in our life. And sometimes we have to stop for a moment and realize it's right there. You got to notice it. Stop being so busy. Get your head out of your phone. So that's just a little freebie there on my part, because I do it all the time. And it helps to have those reminders. You know, nothing like celebrating my son's birthday this past weekend. And to think that now he's taller than me, he's our number four, he's our little Einstein. Well, he's not little anymore, but he's still little because he just turned 14, but he's taller than me. And he is turning into an amazing young man. And I know God has big plans for him. But sometimes we're so consumed with everything that's not really important. What's on that highlight reel and what's on, in our email? I mean, seriously, break away from that today and see the joy that's right before you. All right, enough of that. I'll get off my soapbox. I'll stand down and I'll give you a great big hug as we begin to shift into today's episode, Rewrite the Rules. Life presents itself in many forms and fashions. And one way we participate in life, in society, is by abiding by rules. But what if those rules aren't working? You can rewrite the rules. And you're probably like, oh no, whoa, wait, what are you talking about? I mean, seriously, what about overall health and safety? I'm not talking about going rogue here. We're not talking about this weird Star Wars adventure here that, you know, the good versus the evil and, you know, extremes and all this. No. We're not talking about disrupting society. What I'm talking about is how you define the rules for you, how you define your success. Is the path you are on right now the right one for you? Or are you just following in someone else's journey? Rewrite the rules. We all grew up with rules. What you can and cannot do, when you had to go to bed, when you were allowed to eat, you know, the kitchen being closed. Did you ever have that with your mom? Kitchen's closed. And you knew that that was it. You couldn't even have a snack after that. And how you were allowed to dress, like what you could wear. How are you using those rules in your life now within your family? Do you have a pizza night like maybe you did growing up, like pizza on Friday? Or maybe do you go out to eat after church? I know for us growing up when I was in elementary school and we had moved to Indiana and my dad had started a church. And there we had, I think it was like, oh, I kid you not, I think there were three families that said, you know, we want you to come back, Pastor. We want you to start a church. Because we had lived there before. And he was like, okay, he felt like God was leading him there. So hence we moved back again. I did a lot of moving growing up. But that's okay because that makes for what? There's never a stranger in my life. And I love that. I love that about that's how I grew up. It's just a part of who I am. Well, long story short, let's get back to going out to eat after church. Well, we didn't have a lot of money. But what we would do is we would stop at the little grocery store. We lived in a very small town, and so we'd stop at the convenience store there, and he would go in and he would get his favorite bag of chips. Now, mind you, that bag of chips is probably about half the size of what we get now. You know those party size ones that you can buy? Yeah, talk about half that size, okay? He would buy one bag of those, and then if we didn't have bread or cheese or milk, he would pick that up, and that was it. And off we would go home, and he would make grilled cheese sandwiches. Every once in a while, we would have baked beans, and then we would have chips with it. And if we had time, we would all gather around in front of the one TV that we had, and we would watch a football game. At least during this season now, it would be a football game. That's probably why I love football so much. We didn't have the opportunity of having, you know, the tablets and where we could watch Netflix and all that jazz. You know, you remember. So we had this like routine. That's what we did after church. Well, how is this mirrored in your life? Do you see these patterns? We tend to follow what is set right before us. Part is habit, part is comfort. Part is we just do it. Do you see any patterns in your life? And you probably honestly haven't stopped long enough in your life to realize it, because we don't analyze our own lives. And that's one reason why you come here to Create Your Now. Why? Because you want to be your best selfie. And you're trying to get better with tools and strategies, ways to implement things in your life, to take ideas and fit them as you need them in your life. My question to you is this really working for you? These patterns that you see, these patterns that you have adopted now within your own family, within your own personal life. This is Power Pack Wednesday. And so here during Power Pack Wednesday, we focus a lot on what? Nutrition and fitness. And in this episode, yes, we're talking about nutrition and fitness, but this whole application can be applied to your entire life. But let's keep it simple, because that's the whole basis, right, of what we do here at Create Your Now. So let's keep it simple and think about only nutrition and fitness. Are you getting the results that you want? In life, we are working toward what? Results. Results that bring us success. I mean, seriously, if we wanted failure, we wouldn't even have to get out of bed. I mean, right? We wouldn't. But you want more. You were created for more, and you know that. You know you want to be your best selfie. Don't settle. Rewrite the rules. Think about this. You're a guitar player, and you're not just any guitar player. You're a left-handed guitar player. Oh, yeah, you go, girl. Yes, and you know how to play it. But the problem is there's only right-handed guitars out there. Now, you might be thinking, well, I can still play guitar. Yes, you can, but it's a little more challenging. So somebody way back when decided that, you know what? I'm a lefty, so I need a left-handed guitar. Hence, the left-handed guitar was created. Wow, rewrite the rules. Sometimes you have to rewrite the rules to get you your desired outcome. Now I want to take you back. Do you remember when you were little and all of a sudden mama came up to you and said, it's time for you to start doing the dishes. The dishes, dun, dun, dun. You see, I can remember every single one of my baby's reaction. Because they're like, oh my gosh, you want me to do what? The dishes? Only mommy knows how to do the dishes. And then daddy can if he has time. But it's mommy's job to do the dishes. Well, of course, with mommy, I had to train the children, right? Because I wanted them to do it a certain way. I had an expectation. They had to meet my desired success, what that meant. And so with each of them, I taught them how to do the dishes. Now, I can tell you now that with all five of them, not one of them does the dishes the same way as the other. Not one. In fact, daddy does the dishes differently than me. And sometimes I'm complaining about how daddy does them, but guess what? They get done. They're still clean, so does it really matter? Rewrite the rules. The whole idea is what? You want success. You see, for our children, they got to be able to do the dishes, and that was a chore that was added to their life, which, of course, they dreaded it. Dun, dun, dun. But that's okay, because as long as they were tall enough, they could do the dishes. because I didn't want them to look like they had just gone to the swimming pool and only half of their body went in, you know, when all the water's only in the front, nothing in the back, because they're just, all the water comes up. I mean, do you remember when your sleeves, I can remember doing that. And then I would get like a red rash from doing the dishes because the water would just sit there on the counter. My arms were so tired as a little girl, I would just sit there on, you know, have them on the counter and they would just get irritated. Well, that's one thing that we changed when our children were growing up. They had to be tall enough to where their arms couldn't just barely get over the countertop. It was also less mess for mama to clean up afterwards. Rewrite the rules. Stop settling. This is your life. This is your journey. You want something more, so go after it. So what do? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Rewrite the rules. And you're like, yeah, you told me that like 100 times already. Yes, you're right. Now let's break it down for you. Five steps here. Number one, what's not working? What's not working? You have to know what's not working. Let's take nutrition, for example. And you're like, yeah, I've been working on this nutrition thing and I just don't get it. Well, how have you really been putting in enough effort? Okay, you got to be honest with yourself. Because if you're saying you're doing it and you're honestly not doing it, you're only doing it like 15% of the time, then that doesn't count, okay? I'm all for a free ride sometimes, but you got to be honest with yourself. But if you're doing it 85, 90% of the time and you're just not getting the results, the success that you want, then rewrite the rules. So you got to know what's not working. So if it's nutrition, then you got to change it up. So what do you do after when you know it's not working? Number two, know the goal you're after. You have to know what you're going after. If you say, oh, I just want to be healthier. Okay, how do you want to be healthier? Do you want to have more energy? Do you want to wake up without feeling sluggish? Okay, those are two different things. I have a lot of energy, but there are days, oh my goodness, if I eat certain foods, oh, I do wake up very sluggish. I still have energy because I can pop myself in there because that's kind of my personality and who I am. But I can wake up sluggish. They're two different things. So know the goal you're after. Number three, define success for that goal. Let's take fitness, for example. And let's be even more specific and say push-ups. Push-ups and I do not get along. We don't. And I can make up tons of excuses. There are some really good reasons why push-ups don't work for me very well. And I'm not going to set myself and have another setback into an injury. So the way I see and define success for doing push-ups is probably going to be different than you. Does that make it right or wrong? No. It's just how I see it for me, the success for my goal. So success for me and push-ups might be doing 5 complete push-ups the right way, totally supported, on my toes, going down to my chest, not touching and coming all the way back up 5 times, slow and consistent. Now, if my husband was to do that, he'd look at me and say, oh my gosh, that's so easy. I can do that with my eyes closed. Yes, he can do that with his eyes closed. So his goal would be different. His goal may be doing 30 of those push-ups at one time, slow and consistent with excellent form. Define success for that goal. Number four, set up the steps to success. This is the how-to part. You have to set up the steps to success. You know the goal. You know what success means to you. So now it's what? How do you get there? And you're like, well, I don't know always how to get there. That leads me to number five. Sometimes we have to ask for help. We have to push ourselves even further out of our comfort zone. And we have to ask for help by a coach, by a mentor. We have to seek out and read a book. We have to go to a class. Ask for help. Part of growing and learning in life is what? Educating ourselves, continuing to expand our brain knowledge, that brain power of ours, that success. And we also feel good when we do it. So ask for help. This is a way that you can, these five ways are how you can rewrite the rules in your life. Anything that you want to pick, but take it one thing at a time. Don't sit there and say, okay, Christiane, I got a list of 20 here. Now let's get going. Okay, you're going to be frustrated by day two. You really are. I'm going to be honest with you. So take one thing at a time and take aim. And if you're not sure where to take aim, guess what? Then come on over and let you and I have a chat. Yes, click on the link, take aim. Action ignites motivation. You want something different. You want to rewrite the rules. Then let's do it together. Whatever it is that you might be working on, let's talk about it. Jump already to number five, ask for help. Okay? Click on the link, take me up on my offer, take aim. It's free and I'm here for you. But it takes you to what? To perform the action. So go to it now. Click on the link. That will begin our conversation. There's no reason for you to be drifting through life. You define your success. And if you're not getting the results that you want, it's time to take aim and rewrite the rules. This is your life. Create your now. Go out, make today count. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.